The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Monday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sebilia, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
I really can't stay.
Baby, it's cold outside.
I've gotta go away.
Baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has been
open at you drop
so
in.
Very nice.
I'll hold your hands, they're just like
my mother will start to worry.
Beautiful, what's your
My father
hair?
Will be pacing the floor.
Listen to the fireplace.
Really,
roar.
I'd better scurry.
Me and Dina. Me and Dina Martin.
Well, maybe just a half a
drink. We could listen to this, right?
The neighbors might think,
baby, it's bad out there.
Say, what's in this
no
drink?
No cabs to be had out there.
I wish
your
I knew
eyes
how
are like starlight
to break
now.
The spell.
I'll take your hat, your hair looks so
I
well.
I ought to say no, no,
this is good.
No,
mind
sir.
If I move in
please don't want to say that I tried.
What's the sense of hurting my pride?
I really can't stay.
Baby, don't hold out. Baby, it's cold outside.
Dina Martin and Piscopo. That's from me, Fox and Friends last year at this time, about a year ago. That is great. That we did that live, you know, live, virtually no rehearsal, and that was fun. Remember when you used to be able to go to a studio and you could do things and you could go out and about, and that was December. And a big shout out to Dina Martin. That was
Great. It was a great person.
You don't hear about it. I don't hear it. You don't listen to it.
Right.
I never listen to myself, so that was great. I'll have to play that perhaps next week on. Now you know what, the Frank Sinatra show. I want to do just Frank Sinatra. At the end I sang a little bit, you know, but
right.
I was going to just keep it for the old man. So
I think artists that were influenced by Frank,
maybe,
I think like a Harry Connick. Junior or something like that
there.
Would kind of have,
as we
you know,
get
but, yeah,
there.
But you got to flesh that out. That's,
yeah. So you feeling like now with this pandemic thing, it's like, do you? I track like a year ago. When did it start? It was March, and then you think, what was I doing? And then I'm looking on my, the memories pop up on Facebook, and I go, wow, we were out and about, wasn't even thinking about it. February, even in March, I remember we were out March 9th. We were in Yonkers, New York with Frankie V.
Right.
And all the good folks of Yonkers, right?
We were supposed to do that Yonkers event.
That's right, Tuesday. And then we went on the cruise with the Howard family, Balance of Nature. That was that weekend. I remember that. And then we were supposed to be with Iggy for dinner. How do I remember this? Then dinner that Tuesday with the Route 22 Toyota folks, and we all just said, I remember distinctly Jerry Crowley saying, you know, should we do this? And so I called Iggy. I said, Iggy, I don't know what's going on. Remember that? Now, that was March, and we didn't know, and we all decided, I guess we better stay home. And then it just happened like that. Just like that. And now they say this virus might have been here in the fall, and maybe it was October to December. Mm-hmm. We don't know. But I think they turned it around. They shut it down very quickly.
They did. And, you know, obviously we're in the second wave again. And I think, you know, the people that are tired of wearing masks and tired of social distancing.
I've had it.
I get it. But you got to keep that up a little bit longer until we can get this vaccine, you know, more into the general population. I mean, you've got healthcare workers, first responders that are going to be getting it right now. And that's important. But the general public, you and I, are probably not going to see it until sometime in April. So we still have to, you know, be vigilant about going on.
You're right. I missed you, man.
I missed you too.
I miss being here.
Nice to see you. That's another thing.
I can't. Al and I have a plexiglass between us.
That's right.
And Joseph.
I have stained clothing to my left that Joe gave me. Thank you.
I couldn't.
Appreciate that.
I don't even want to think about it because I'll lose it again. So I have this stuff in my closet. and it's and I don't wear it. And Rawlings gets me this great gear, and it's extra large, and I look ridiculous in it.
Right.
And I don't. So I said, let me give it to Al. I've been thinking for a year. I've had it, there's one that it's a beautiful Gore-Tex jacket. I give it to Al.
Yeah.
So I make the present. But you know what the problem is? I took everything out of my closet. I put it on. I know what happened on my counter. I cook. You know, I cook.
Yes. So breakfast. When you were doing the French toast, the egg wash in the bread, you probably got some of the egg.
I think
on
so,
the
or it could have been olive oil and garlic popper. Yeah. Take a sniff. See what
it
smells
like. I did.
It smelled
like mustard, but maybe it was salmonella. So who knows?
Good of the mustard. Yeah. Oh my!
Sal's a good friend of mine.
It was salmonella. How are you? Yeah. You know, I get so anyway. Al, that's for you. But I'll take them back. I'll get something else for you. Come on.
No, it's fine. It's fine. Re-gifted. I told you. Sabil, you can.
Debbie goes. You might want to make sure you wash. If you're going to re-gift something, make sure you clean it first.
I mean, I just was at the oncologist last week. I'm at 290 pounds. Man. Probably the heaviest I've been in.
Oh,
I can't tell you how long. And I haven't been an extra large since high school. So, you know, but it's all right. I mean, I couldn't even get the, I mean, for a straight jacket, it's perfect.
What did the oncologist say when you told him that?
Well, she said, you know what you need to do. You got to lose weight. Man. I mean,
you look good, though. You look good.
Yeah, thank you. But I'm still too fat. No, I got to, you know. Once we get things settled in the new house, I'm actually going to make the attempt to go back to the gym. And
so our producer kid, that Joe Sabilia, is a good kid, and now he's in Brooklyn. He apparently was somebody who had COVID. We're not sure. They tested positive. Okay, so. You don't know. Yeah. So, right. So now Joe has to quarantine. Everybody's quarantined. It's a 10-day quarantine, correct?
Correct.
So Joe is hidden away in Brooklyn, New York. Right. And Joe, you doing okay? We got you there, buddy.
Doing fine, surviving and thriving.
He sounds thrilled.
But you sound good. And this is the second time you've been around somebody. It's the second time you're quarantining. But apparently you're okay. So God bless you. And you just—I
feel great. Third time's the charm. I'm sure the next time I might not be so lucky.
Let's hope not.
Yeah.
Hope
no. Not. Well, listen. Right. You know what? 99.9% survival rate. And if you're in your age group, Joe, you're so young. They say it doesn't even hurt you. But better safe than sorry. I'm going to go because I'm in around now. I'm in New York. I'm going to get tested again. I'm going to go test for antivirus.
Are you going to do the rapid test or the PCR?
No, antibodies.
Oh, okay.
I'll get the blood test and get antibodies. Because if you have the antibodies, I'm okay. And then they said you should wait because I want to make sure the vaccine is for people who really need it. And if I have the antibodies, I don't need it. But then my doc said you better get it. Better safe than sorry, man.
Yeah,
I'm ready. I'm so ready on that. With this vaccine going out. Joe, all good. Anything to report, Joe Sabilia? Everything good on your end there, right, buddy?
No, everything's great. I'm going to miss being home, though. This is my last day. I like being here because I have all of my breakfast cereal at hand. I have my store brand Apple Jacks, my store brand Frosted Flakes, I have Golden Crisp.
You can't afford the Apple Jacks and the, you know.
No, stuff, so. I save money. Especially in these trying times.
Yeah.
Smart.
Well, Joe, you're going back after you quarantine, you go back. Where are you going back? To Bloomfield? Are you going back to your parents' house?
I'm not going anywhere. I'm staying here.
Okay. Good. Okay. I thought he was going somewhere.
For Christmas, I'll visit my parents, but beyond that.
All right. Well, listen, you sound great. 12 minutes after 7 o'clock. A lot to get into. I'm going to go to the phone calls in a second. 877-970-2999. Joe Piscopo on the radio. Love having you with us. Absolutely love our community here in New York. As you listen around the country, there's a lot to get into. That Supreme Court declined to hear that Texas case over election results in four of the states. I was just so disappointed. A big shout out to Justice Alito, you know, to Clarence Thomas, shout out. They just kind of abstained, as it were, and not to get into the weeds, but where was Judge Barrett? Where was Judge Barrett? Where was Judge Kavanaugh? Judge Gorsuch? Where were these people to support the president? You don't want to just at least hear the case? At least hear the case? I was appalled at that. I can't stand in entertainment. It happens like that in show business. If you're hot, everybody's your best friend, right? And then you're not. Then everybody runs for the hills. They're like rats leaving off of a ship. You know, sometimes I think people have not stuck up with, look, you like President Trump or not. That's not the issue. The issue is, look where he got the Republican Party. Look what he did for America. And he very well still may be a great president. We're going to see what happened. What are the avenues are now to just kind of have everyone understand and admit that there was election fraud. I'm just appalled that if they get away with this, I know how you feel. You feel like I do. It's like, not again. It's why we voted for Donald Trump, just to change everything. Yet they came back, boy. They worked hard, and the swamp is back. The creatures are back. They're slithering around D.C., and they can't wait to get back in power. Joe DeGeneva is going to join us coming up shortly. We're going to talk to Joe, and we'll see exactly what's happening. What is the path of victory for a possible second term for President Trump? We'll see what Joe's got to say. John Iannarelli, a great guy, retired FBI special agent. The name of his book is Disorderly Conduct. But now apparently the Treasury Department and the Commerce Department were hacked. Was it Russians? I don't know that Russia does anything anymore, but that's what they're saying. Russian hackers breaching U.S. government agencies. We'll check it out. Joe Borelli's going to be with us. Dr. Theodore Strange, he's a vice chair of primary care for Northwell Health and vice president of medical operations for Staten Island University Hospital. The Pfizer vaccine is out. Do we get it? Where can we get it? We'll check in with Dr. Strange. Dr. Gorka is with us. Sebastian Gorka. He was down. Those rallies look great down there in D.C. I love that. Everybody showed up, and they were patriotic, and they're waving flags, and Dr. Gorka was down there. We're going to get a feel exactly of what happened. And again, where do we go from here? And Bill O'Reilly. Bill is a host of No Spin News, author of Killing Crazy Horse. And Bill, you know, you may sometimes just say, well, Bill knows President Trump better than anybody. Very, very close to the president as a personal friend. We'll see where we're going, because sometimes if you like President Trump, you support President Trump, and then you see there's no real pathway to him getting reelected, you don't like to hear it. Bill O'Reilly would deal with us straight on. I just think I'm hoping against hope, I guess, am I? But, and again, Joe DeGeneva will let us know, but that a judge somewhere, someone says that the swing votes, that was all. All I know is, President Trump was winning in the middle of the night from, like, you know, from midnight to like 4:30 in the morning. All these millions of votes came in for Joe Biden. This is so wrong. It's wrong. And you see it clear as day. And I would love to hear somebody go, we understand that it looks wrong, but this is what happened. They don't even say that. They go, no, Joe Biden won. And I'm not buying it. 7:16 with Joe on the radio. We got Professor Finch. Charlie, happy Monday, my friend. Always great to hear from you. And thanks for
you left everything on the field last night. A terrific show. Love the old man's stories about how he helped the young folks, Palminteri, Orlando, and you. Keep it going, Joe.
Thank you, sir.
And you know, Joe, who did a great version of Baby, It's Cold Outside?
Who's that?
Sammy Davis Jr.
Oh, we're on it.
1957. Before he joined the Rat Pack, Joe, with the great jazz singer Carmen McRae on a very rare album of songs with Carmen McRae and Sammy called Girl Meets Boy. It's the most loquacious, talkative, and I have to confess,
yes,
my favorite version of that great song. One more thing, Joe.
Yes, sir.
Maybe Jack Catullo could wear the jacket. What do you think?
That's a great idea, Charlie. Charlie always has the best answers. It's a great idea. He'll fit him.
It's a little big for him. He's a large.
All right. Yeah, well, you check it out. You know, just clean the steak, clean the mustard steak, and we'll stay like that. Yeah. Not a bad idea. You know, my Mikey. Now, I remember when my father would keep his military clothes in the closet downstairs, and then I was about 12, and I was about 13 or 14. Then you start to spurt and grow. And Pop was only like about 5, if he was 5'9", you know. And then I remember his clothes were too small for me. I never forget that, thinking, wow, this is weird. And my father would do the Eisenhower jacket from World War II my father had, you know, with his double bars as captain on his shoulder. Oh, that was so cool, man. Yeah. But I could wear them when I was really young. And now Mikey's the same way. My Mikey's getting, like, these kids get so big.
My stepmother, when my dad passed, had given me a bunch of my dad's clothes. And my dad was bigger than me.
Yeah.
You know, he was, and, you know, wider framed. He was a tall, he was 6'4". So
Was 6'4"?
Yeah. My dad was 6'4". So when I went to put on, like, one of his, you know, jackets or whatever, it was so big.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, okay, I can't wear this.
That's too funny. Hey, Al, you know what I want to do before we break? If I may, give a big shout out to the NYPD. You know the
story. Absolutely.
A man was fatally shot by police after shots rang out at the end of a Christmas choral concert at the steps of St. John the Divine. And the man who police had preliminary identified Sunday evening was killed by a gunshot. And that we applaud the NYPD. You know what? No police officers were hurt. Two cops were on the scene, an officer and a community affairs detective, along with a sergeant who rushed over from nearby, fired a total of 15 shots. And it's unclear how many shots the suspect fired. But, you know, thank God for the NYPD. Thank God for the police. Thank God. Don't talk to me about defunding the police. Look at what's happening. Look at what's happening around New York City. Look at this. You need the police there. There's these. I just, in the name of God, do not understand how the governor or the mayor, and they just don't say, look, we can't defund the police. Joe Biden's even saying that. And, of course, the regressive socialists on the left are all saying, oh, you can't say that. Even Joe Biden's saying, don't say defund the police. But you know what they say? Do you hear what he's saying? He's saying, don't say it. They will do it. They say, don't say it. So, like, Joe Biden's mantra is, wait till we get elected and we'll let you know what we're doing. This whole thing stinks. This whole election thing stinks. And you know it's wrong, and I know it's wrong. So Joe DiGenova is going to, he's a fighter, and he will join us on the air momentarily. It's 719. Debbie Duhaime is out there checking out traffic for us on AM 970, The Answer. Good morning. Debbie, you get Christmas shopping. I know you. Done and wrapped and all set to go, I bet, right?
No, well, I have maybe half done, and I still have to do quite a bit more. Yeah, it's not wrapped yet either, so I've got a lot of work ahead of me. How about you?
You know what? Everything. I think I got everything in. Pretty much everything. Yeah, I got a great thing for Mike I'll tell you about. But you know what? I'm not the rapper. I can't rap. I mean, I could rap. I could rap music rap, but I can't rap presents. I'm not a rapper.
You could do it. You just have to have patience, you know?
Gosh, the money takes forever with the paper, the cutting, and the thing. I'm the worst. And the word.
So maybe get your daughters to help you.
Yeah, that's exactly.
You think they'll help?
Yeah. Well, it's their presents. We wrap your own presents.
Oh, okay. Then I can't. Yeah, yeah. Maybe not.
20 after 7. Debbie Duhaime, always there for you on the roads on AM 970. The Answer. Thanks, Deb.
Good morning, Joe. Thanks a lot. Let's go out to the Harlem River Drive southbound. Pretty busy down through the 140s. That earlier accident on the northbound FDR Drive at 116th Street, that's been cleared out of the way. It's kind of busy westbound BQE getting down toward McGinnis-Humboldt. They like E westbound on the brakes out by Casino Boulevard, but still okay at the Queens Midtown Tunnel. Some stop-and-go traffic this morning as you head to 18 southbound, slowing down by Ruse Lane, getting down through east to Brunswick. And watch for some pockets of volume as well as you head over to Tunnelly Ave northbound, getting up toward the area of Route 3. You have that accident with a down pole to watch out for. We're going to keep an eye on that for you. Traffic is moving a little bit slowly now at the inbound GWB upper level, getting reports of an accident involving a tractor trailer and a van, so expect some delays building there. Lincoln 10 minutes in, Holland 15. Watch for rain today, high in the 40s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Exergen. Temperatures vary throughout the day, so make it a new family habit to take your temperature with the Exergen Temporal Scanner before dinner and in the morning, the number one thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses.
I'm Charles Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report.
AstraZeneca is buying Boston-based Alexion Pharmaceuticals, which is working on drugs for rare diseases. It's paying $39 billion in cash and stock. Most of Alexion's annual sales come from its very expensive medication, Soliris, which treats a rare blood disorder. AstraZeneca has a strong presence in cancer drugs. It's also developing a COVID-19 vaccine with the University of Oxford. Reddit is buying Dubsmash, a free app for creating and sharing videos. Reddit is best known for message boards on millions of topics and digital town halls. Financial terms were not disclosed. Investment firm Elliott Management has purchased a significant stake in Public Storage and is pushing for changes at the company. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
At home with Robert, retired burglar and family man.
Carolers, that's the holiday spirit. Speaking of which, Simply Safe Home Security is having a huge holiday sale. Right now, you can get 35% off the new system and a free camera at simplysafe.com/holiday. That's 35% off the system U.S. News named the best of 2020. Simply Safe protects your whole home 24/7 with monitoring by professionals. The sale ends soon, so go to simplysafe.com/holiday for 35% off and a free camera today.
Ugh, my feet are so cold.
I thought I heard someone's teeth chattering over here. Your feet are cold because you're wearing just ordinary socks. You should try what I'm wearing. Heat holders. They're the warmest socks out there.
How do they work? Do I need to put something in them?
No, or... no batteries, wires, or anything. Hold on. Here, I have an extra pair. Try these.
Oh, so soft to the touch. The inside is cozy. Wow, yeah, these are warm.
I got some for my husband. He works in construction, and he loves them.
Heat holders socks are the warmest socks around. Independent lab tests prove it. We use a proprietary three-stage process. Cashmere-like advanced insulating yarn, a long-loop thermal pile brushed on the inside, helping trap warm air closer to your skin longer, keeping your feet warm, comfortable, and dry, making heat holders the softest, warmest, most comfortable socks guaranteed. Heat holders will pamper your feet. We also have hats, gloves, throws, and more. Go to heatholders.com, use the code DAN, and save 15% off. Free shipping with any purchase of $25 or more. Use code DAN. Heatholders.com.
Did you know your family could save over $800 a year just by switching to Pure Talk from Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile? Think about it. What could your family do with an extra $800? You don't even have to sacrifice coverage. Pure Talk is the same coverage, same bars as one of the big carriers, but they charge you half. You don't have to sacrifice customer service either. Their team is based right here in the U.S. and are some of the nicest people you'll ever talk to. I'm a customer. I don't want dropped calls or slow internet service, and I don't even notice a difference. Get unlimited talk, unlimited text, and 2 gigs of data for just $20 a month. And if you ever go over on data usage, they don't charge you for it. Grab your mobile phone, dial #250 and say Dennis Prager. When you do, you'll save 50% off your first month. Dial #250 and say the keyword Dennis Prager. Pure Talk is simply smarter wireless.
Let me pick up. Joe DeGeneva just called in, and we have a whole some business, a lot of business to do. But I want to clear the airways for Joe. Kind enough to join us, Al. Thanks. I'll hold on to this. I promise I'll do this in a second. Let's welcome Joe DeGeneva to the airwaves. Former United States Attorney for the District of Columbia, a great patriot, and working hard to make sense of a crazy, crazy swamp down there in D.C. Joe, welcome back to the show, and a happy Monday to you, my friend.
And the same to you, Joe.
Joe, what is going on? What's the path to victory for President Trump? Is there a path to victory to President Trump? Because the more that we get into this, the more we witness what went on, the more sick we are. You know, we see what was wrong with this. We see the fraud. It's right in our face. Common sense and evidence. And they're not. And now the Supreme Court. What happened? What happened to Gorsuch? What a Kavanaugh? Well, Judge Barrett, well, Joe.
Yeah, well, that case was an unusual case. It was filed by the state of Texas against 4 other states in what's called the original jurisdiction of the Supreme Court, where a state, that's the only place a state can sue another state, is in the Supreme Court. And what they said was, they said, because these 4 states, Georgia, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania, had had corrupted vote counting processes and had laws that violated the U.S. Constitution, those 4 states took actions which corrupted the Texas vote and made its votes worth less. And they had evidence of that, affidavits, and they made great legal arguments. But the Supreme Court, by a vote of 7-2, said, you, Texas, do not have standing to sue in the United States Supreme Court on this particular issue. They said that requires people who are injured in those individual states to sue those states. So, I mean, it was 7-2. So, I mean, my own view of this is we need to sort of step back. And I believe that the justices in this instance, certainly the 5 that we all know and love, acted in their minds mm-hmm. with integrity and trying to interpret the Constitution correctly. This is just one of those things. This was an unusual case to begin with.
Yeah, I understand. Sure.
It had a very, very difficult way to go. But now we still have the Michigan case going. Now, in the Michigan case, you know, that's where they did the forensic analysis of the voting machines themselves, the Dominion voting machines in Antrim County.
Yeah.
And a forensic report was filed yesterday with the judge, and he has sealed it until this morning at 8:30. And we're hoping that it's going to be unsealed and it will reveal what, if any, problems there were with those machines. That's the county, you know, where it switched 6,000 votes from Trump to Biden.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it was originally claimed that it was human error, but later it was said, no, it was the computer. So that's going to be a big move this morning. And the other thing that's happening is the Mike Kelly case out of Pennsylvania, which was originally denied an injunction by the Supreme Court, an emergency injunction. They have filed a cert petition for the court to hear the case on its merits ASAP. So that was just filed, and that's going to proceed. That's a big case. That could have a lot of consequences.
So, and again, I always like to stay positive that there's hope, but you want to be realistic about this. As wrong as it is, you're seeing still some pathways where the president could stay in office, Joe.
I think it's going to be extremely difficult, but it's possible. The president is a fighter.
Yeah,
and the one thing that everybody has to remember, what all of these cases are about for the most part, Republican counting observers, ballot counting observers, were systematically denied the right to observe in those four major states and in those four major cities. Hundreds and hundreds of thousands of votes, enough to turn the election around. Never had a Republican observer watching the envelope be opened, the signature being matched up, the postmark being checked, all of the processes that are supposed to happen. Wow. There were hundreds of thousands of votes where Republicans never got a chance to observe in violation of state law, in violation of the U.S. Constitution. That is at the heart of this. And we even have affidavits where poll of people doing the counting were told by their overseers to ignore problems with signature on ballots if they didn't match. I mean, what about, and to hear these judges say, what do you want us to do? Do you want us to disenfranchise these people because of these mistakes? And the answer to that is, well, you're disenfranchising the Trump voters.
That's right.
By counting illegal votes.
Exactly,
so,
right.
It's just, you know, it is the worst of all situations. And, you know, I'll say this about the president. He's a fighter. He's not giving up. And he has given instructions for everyone to use all legal means to sustain what he believes to be and what I believe to be his legitimate victory on November the 3rd.
You know, people, thank you, Joe. Joe DeGeneva with us on the radio. The thing is, people are losing hope. Their mojo is off. We feel kind of down. You know why, Joe? Because we see video of fraud. Yep. We see the video. We see people sworn in. If those good people, those good fine Americans from Georgia, for example, if they lied, they'd be in jail. They're not lying. We see the fraud front and center. What's frustrating, Joe, is that the press, mainstream media, and you know, the folks and the Democrat, they let it go. They just let it go, and they accuse us like we're nuts. And correct me if I'm wrong, I'm seeing evidence of fraud left, right, and all over the place. I mean, you see it right there, Joe. I mean, you're a brilliant legal mind, but for a street guy like myself, this is phony. This whole thing stinks, Joe.
I don't think there's any doubt that what you just said is the general feeling of tens of millions of Americans who voted for Donald Trump, and it is a legitimate feeling. This election, in my opinion, was stolen. In those four cities, during the shutdown, remember there was a circuit breaker around midnight. All the vote counting stopped when they saw how far ahead Trump was.
Yep.
And then next thing you know, the vote counting starts the next morning, and bingo, hundreds of thousands of a lead vote is eliminated in an instant. The statistical probability of that is just off the charts. It's just non-existent.
That's right.
And the reason people feel this way, feel the way you've described, is because that video in Fulton County showing the counting that was not supposed to be happening because there were no observers present, and they denied that there was counting when, in fact, there was counting. I think what you're seeing is that is why people are upset. They're upset because you don't have to be a legal scholar to understand what has gone on in this election.
Exactly.
This election was corrupted by illegal means carried out in four major cities. Republican observers were systematically excluded from observing the ballot counting. That makes automatically all of those ballots illegal and uncountable and uncertifiable. And it is amazing to me that forget the mainstream media. I mean, that's a lost cause. I mean, they are in the tank for the Democratic Party, and they hate Trump. But the court system has been very disappointing in the sense that a tremendous amount of evidence of fraud has been presented to them. And even in the instances where they didn't want to hear the evidence and have thrown out cases, I've been amazed at the language and the tenor of some of these things. In the case in Wisconsin the other day, the Supreme Court argument yesterday on Sunday, two of the Wisconsin Supreme Court justices accused the plaintiff of being racist for wanting to nullify the votes of people. I mean, it was a remarkable argument and really, really a degradation of what should happen in a court of law. I mean, these are fairly sober arguments about whether or not you count votes and what are the rules for it. And to have some justice, some judge from the Supreme Court of Wisconsin claim that the plaintiffs are being racist just because they won a legal election is quite remarkable to me. And I think it shows how far and how politicized state judiciaries have become. I mean, if you see how the Supreme Court of Pennsylvania has acted, I mean, that's like an arm of the DNC.
Yeah, it's so true. And racist, that's the mantra. And I guess, that, you know, under the Obama administration, that's all we heard. And, you know, if Joe Biden gets in, we're going to hear it all over again. Racist, racist. Hey, Joe, thanks for your fight. Thanks for always joining us on the show. And so tell us what you're doing, if I may, with Victoria for Christmas. You'll make the Marzano sauce. And you put everything.
Well, this is kind of a sad story, and we've got our fingers crossed. Our daughter-in-law had a cerebral hemorrhage.
Wow.
And we are headed to Florida to be with her for Christmas.
I'm so
sorry. And her husband and all of our children to be with her at the hospital for Christmas. So we're going to all go down and pray.
God
and
bless
have
you.
A great Christmas with our wonderful daughter-in-law.
Well, and we'll be saying prayers for you, Joe, to Geneva, and to Victoria
Thank
as
you.
Well. God bless you. We'll talk
Thank
to you,
you
before Joe. Then, Joey, but always appreciate it, my friend. Yes.
You bet.
Good guy, smart man, Joe DeGeneva. We'll keep fighting. We'll keep fighting, and then we'll keep you abreast of it every step of the way. Hey, let me tell you about La Freda Meats, if I may. You know, if you want the best meat for your family, and I know you do, you got to go to LaFreda.com. LaFreda.com. So I go, I'm at the station now, and sometimes we go down, and there's this really famous steak place I told you about. And then I said to my boss, Jerry Crowley, when he goes, come on, we're going to go out to dinner. I said, great, we'll go out to dinner. And we go out, and I go, oh. He makes the reservation. This is me to a T. I said, does it have La Freda Meats? And Jerry goes, I don't know. He goes, we check it out. The one restaurant that didn't have it was that restaurant. I said, Jerry, if you don't mind, there's a place that's closer, and they have La Freda steaks. I mean, thank you, but I'd rather go to the place that has La Freda meat. And we went. I had the La Freda steak, best steak ever. I got to tell you, over and above, you cannot compare the meat cut from Pat La Freda Meat Purveyors. And they supply 1,600 fine restaurants daily with flawless perfection. They've been doing it for 98 years. So now you can get that same meat that I'm telling you about delivered to your home. You know what? It is cut the night before, delivered the next day. You can now have the same cuts of beef, pork, and poultry delivered directly to your home from this iconic meat purveyor, Pat La Freda Meat Purveyors. Will you check them out, please, at LaFreda.com? LaFreda, LaFreda.com. Big Al has the headline news right now at 7:36 on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
43 degrees at 7:37. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. The first shipment of Pfizer coronavirus vaccine expected to arrive in New York City today, and it's expected that healthcare workers and nursing home residents could be getting the COVID shots just hours after the vaccine arrives. New York is getting 170,000 doses in its first Pfizer shipment, about 72,000 of those doses headed to New York City. Doctors' offices and pharmacies will be distributing the vaccine across the state. Workers from CVS are expected to administer the COVID shot to the elderly at the Hebrew Home in Riverdale sometime this week. Restaurants across New York City won't be seating patrons indoors for at least the next 2 weeks. Governor Cuomo announced the latest round of rollbacks Friday, attributing the news to increases in hospitalization and COVID-19 positivity rates. Meantime, the city's sanitation department has issued a winter operations advisory as we gear up for two possible rounds of snow this week, which could impact outdoor dining. In sports, the Giants lost to the Cardinals 26-7 while the Jets were crushed in Seattle by the Seahawks 40-3. College hoops, St. John's lost 97-94 in overtime at Georgetown. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Good morning, Al. Watch for some delays on the westbound Bruckner getting down toward the Hunts Point drawbridge. Traffic moving solely on the eastbound Gowanus up through the Prospect. Eastbound BQE heavy right through the Brooklyn Bridge. We're still seeing some fire department activity over on Amsterdam Avenue as you get down through the area of 114th Street. Some ongoing activity from yesterday's fire at St. John the Divine. Let's see what's happening as you take a ride over to the westbound BQE, slowing down through McGinnis-Humboldt as well. LIE westbound, pretty busy through Casino Boulevard, but okay at the Queens Midtown Tunnel. Problems continue on 1 and 9. That's Tunnelly Ave northbound, getting up toward Route 3 with an accident with a down pole. And over at the inbound GWB upper level, an accident cleared out of the way. Expect rain today with a high in the 40s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Debbie, that's the girl right there, 7:39 with Joey on the radio. Debbie takes Balance of Nature, Al takes Balance of Nature, even Joe Sebelia taking Balance of Nature. I tell you, it's building up our immune system. We really believe that. Great chat with Dr. Howard. And I said to Dr. You know what I said to Dr. Howard? Because I hear people tell me, Joe, this is how I have a family member who has this disease. I can't say what it is because then they're going to accuse me of saying that Balance of Nature cures it. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying what I hear, how Balance of Nature has helped so many people, and they tell me that. And I tell the doc that. I said, Doc, this is what I'm hearing from everybody. He goes, isn't it a shame that we can't say that on the radio because, God forbid, there's not a clinical study, you know? So let me tell you about me and Alan, Debbie, and Joey Sib. Let me tell you about us. We take Balance of Nature. It builds up our immune system. You want to build up your immune system. That's the way you fight off allergies and fatigue and mental clarity and viruses everywhere, you know? And when I tell you a daily dose of Balance of Nature capsules has 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables, you know you got to have it because you're never going to have that many fruits and vegetables. You're just not. And you need to put those antioxidants in your body. It's Balance of Nature. Build up your immune system. And now you get free shipping. Are you kidding me? Yes, free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature, and you're 35% off as well. And 35% off. You got to try everybody. Everybody's taking Balance of Nature. Everybody loves Balance of Nature. I worry about you. You're part of this radio family, like I always say. Would you please call 800-246-8751, 800-246-8751, or go to balanceofnature.com. Please remember the discount code, The Answer.
In times of fear, World Vision is there for the most vulnerable. For the last 70 years, we've been standing with kids and families through natural disasters, war, and disease, delivering life-saving aid and helping rebuild lives. And with every act of courage, faith, and love, we do more than just stop the spread of fear. We replace it with hope. Learn more at worldvision.org.
It's Dr. Lederman speaking with 007 about prostate cancer.
You're 007.
The real 007. I was diagnosed in 2005 with prostate cancer. I requested a biopsy.
Why?
Because when I was going up, I got a biopsy that I had cancer in my prostate.
And then the doctor told you, hey, you got to have
surgery.
Did your doctor tell you about Dr. Lederman and radiosurgery?
It's his bread and butter to operate. Not only do they leave the cancer behind, which is the most important thing, but you're incontinent and your sex life is kaput. I knew about your treatment, which was very easy to do.
15 years later, your PSA is zero.
My urinary life is okay. My sex life is very good.
For more cancer information, call Dr. Lederman, 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES. Most insurances, Medicare, Medicaid accepted, 1384 Broadway. Call Dr. Lederman, 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES.
Take AM 970, The Answer, anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Hey, Connors and Sullivan. I got to tell you about Connors and Sullivan. And we're going to talk to John Yannarelli coming up momentarily. But I love telling you about Mike Connors because if he can help me with my estate, my will, trust, power of attorney, healthcare proxy, Mike is the guy. Mike Connors is the guy at Connors and Sullivan. You know they've been helping people like you and me plan their estates and protect their families for like 40 years. You could talk with Mike himself in a free comprehensive telephone consultation. Did I say, Al, free? comprehensive telephone consultation. It really is. It's for free. And here's the number, 718-238-6500. You said, Mike, you want to know about the Mama Lou Clause? Mike will tell you about it. You want to know about a will? Mike will tell you about it. Trust, everything. Mike takes care of it. It's one-stop shopping. Talk with Mike Connors in that free, comprehensive telephone consultation. See how he can help you protect your family, your assets. You know what? Your legacy. I know how hard you work. God bless you. Taking care of everybody. You want to protect that. Have all your questions answered from the security of your own home during these wild, wild times, all right? Biggest mistake when it comes to estate planning is not planning at all. Call Connors and Sullivan today to schedule a free telephone consultation with Mike himself, 718-238-6500. Or visit, please, ConnorsandSullivan.com.
Dennis Prager, coming up at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
John Iannarelli is a friend of the show. He's a former police officer, retired FBI special agent. The book is Disorderly Conduct. You got to check that out. Hey, John, welcome back to the show, sir. Always great to have you with us. Happy Monday.
Good morning, Joe.
You're the expert, sir. What's going on? The Russians apparently hacked into the Treasury and the Commerce Department. How does this happen, John?
Well, the Russians who do this full time are always looking for vulnerabilities and ways to get into U.S. government and private business. They found a flaw in the software that the U.S. government contracts with to manage all their networks. And they were able to infiltrate. Experts who are looking at this now are using the expression of this is very, very bad, which we see hacks all the time. Mm-hmm. For them to talking about this being very, very bad means it's very, very bad for the U.S. government and for us, Joe.
So what's the end game for the Russians? What do they find out? What do they shut down? It just puts us all off our track. You know, we'll probably recover from this, but what is the end game? Just to cause havoc and chaos?
Well, it's more than that. You know, most hacks we see are stealing information so that they have our names, social security numbers. This hack is looking at technology. It's taking government plans, things that we do and how we prep. The software that the government uses is used by all our military. It's used by most of the government agencies we have. So the Russians may very well have insights to a lot of sensitive things that we do, not only to run the nation, but to protect the nation as well.
Why do they keep spying on us like this? And China, you know, wants to take over the world. I mean, everybody knows that. I mean, the communists. Let me rephrase that. But Russia has that same initiative to take over. John, you know what I'm saying?
Well, part of it is to want to be the world leader that they're not. The other thing is that we work very hard to invent technology, to invent business and economy. It's a lot easier to steal it and use somebody else's work than it is to use good old-fashioned American know-how to work hard to invent it. And that's what Russia, China, and other countries like Iran, North Korea are always trying to do.
That's scary. Now that the United States Treasury and Commerce Department is compromised, John, what does the FBI have to do next to protect the nation's security and get to the bottom of the hack?
Well, the FBI is obviously investigating, but what we're doing as a government, while Russia is hacking to us, rest assured, we're hacking into Russia and China and places as well.
I was just going to ask, my next question was that. We are hacking them as well, correct?
We are, but you got to keep it in perspective. You may remember, think back to the movie that was the big controversy of North Korea, where we were making this movie about the North Korean leader.
It was
a comedy, and then the next thing you know, they're trying to hack into Sony and shut Sony down. Well, the U.S. government hacked North Korea back, and North Korea lost internet access for a few days. But in perspective, okay, so Sony lost a couple of billion dollars. Maybe seven people in North Korea couldn't get on Facebook for a few days. So while we're hacking these countries back, it may not be having the same impact because they don't have the resources, the development that we have. But at least it keeps them on their toes and let them know, you do this to us, it's going to happen to you as well.
Yeah. What was the damage done on this hack to the Commerce Department and Treasury? Do we know at this point?
Well, we're still looking at this point. I think the bigger issue is this is just the beginning. The software that was hacked, there's about 300,000 organizations in the world that use this software. I think what we're seeing is just the beginning of a much larger hack that's probably occurred. And as they look at server logs and examine who's been doing what, they're going to find there's been a lot of victims.
Yeah. John Iannarelli's with us. He's a former cop, FBI special agent. He knows exactly all about this crazy stuff that's happening. John, is the Russia hack a sign that our election and the computers we vote on could definitely have been hacked? I mean, if they could do that to the Commerce Department and Treasury Department of the United States of America, you know they hacked those votes, yes?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, part of the problem with the election and the machines is that not only foreign hacking, but can be tampering from within as well. When you look at some of the questions, one of the issues I have is how the votes swung. The machines technically should not be able to tally votes that quickly. So perhaps somebody was pre-programming software to produce a result, et cetera. And that's part of the danger. While we're talking about the election now, we should never be using equipment produced in other countries for U.S. elections.
Thank you. How in the – if we could just pivot there for 2 seconds, John Iannarelli, how the heck does that happen? They're going to count the votes in Brussels? I mean, really?
Well, two words, Joe.
Yes, sir.
Low bidder. And, of course, they're going to provide equipment to the U.S. at a lower cost because the end game is – not to help us count votes, but what can they do with that information and technology? We have to be very careful about anything. When you think about all the computers we use, where are they produced? Not here in the U.S.
Yeah. All right, John, before we let you go, so there's this hack on the Treasury and Commerce Department. We're waiting to see what the damage was, and we don't know at this point, correct?
That is correct.
All right, John, thanks. The name of the book is Disorderly Conduct. Thank you for your service, Mr. Iannarelli. We appreciate it very much and always appreciate you jumping on the air with us, John. God bless and Merry Christmas, my friend.
Hey, Merry Christmas, Joe. Talk again soon.
Yes, sir, John Iannarelli. The book is Disorderly Conduct. Joe Piscopo on the radio, 10 minutes before 8 o'clock. Debbie Duhame is on the roads on AM 970. The Answer. Good morning, Debbie. How are we doing out there this morning?
Joe, we've got some action out here on the roads. The FDR Drive northbound in the 90s, it's an accident in the center lane. Southbound Harlem River Drive, that's busy. 140s down through the 130s. Watch for some stop-and-go traffic on the eastbound Gowanus getting up through the Prospect. Eastbound BQE, really busy right up through the Brooklyn Bridge. So prepare for delays there as well. The westbound BQE slowing down through McGinnis-Humboldt. Traffic slowing down on the westbound belt right at Francis Lewis Boulevard. Getting reports of a collision there as well. LIE westbound stop and go through Casino Boulevard. Not too bad at the Queens Midtown Tunnel. Inbound GWB upper accident clear. Moving okay at the GWB. Lincoln 10 minutes in. Holland about 15 minutes into town. Tunnelly Ave northbound before Route 3 accident with a down pole. And 17 south at Central Ave in Rochelle Park. We're getting reports of an accident there as well. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970. The Answer.
Dennis Prager believes we must ask questions.
There are just so many questions, and my commitment to truth is greater than my commitment to the president winning, because without truth, society is over. But the attack on asking questions means that there are vast numbers of people who don't want truth.
The Dennis Prager Show. Weekdays at 1, right before Sebastian Gorka at 3 on AM 970, The Answer.
What do you want a da-da-da?
What do you want a da-da-da?
I've not a da with a da-da-da.
We could switch to Progressive da-da.
Oh, yeah?
We could switch to Progressive and sa.
Mm-hmm.
We could sa and have to buy some za.
Oh, yeah. Let's switch to Progressive da-da and get some za with the money we saw.
Yeah.
Now we know we're gonna da-da-da.
These days, nothing is normal and everything is weird. But you could still save big when you switch to Progressive. It might just be the most normal thing you da-da-da.
Quote to da at Progressive.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Listen to AM 970 The Answer on Alexa, TuneIn, iHeart, or Radio.com.
I grew up poor, which is even worse than being poor.
poor.
From poor to CEO, the incredible journey of Herman Cain.
My American dream entailed working hard and making $20,000 a year. But I surpassed that goal and became a corporate CEO.
The story of one man's amazing journey from a poor, undereducated family to the highest levels of corporate, social, and political America.
I didn't have to be taught work ethic. I saw it firsthand, and it had a big impression on me.
From poor to CEO, the amazing true story of the American dream that will inspire and motivate you and your family to live your best life.
We'll all be able to say, free at last!
See the movie, From Poor to CEO, The Incredible Journey of Herman Cain, available at salemnow.com.
Use promo code SALEM for 20% off. salemnow.com, promo code SALEM.
Joe Piscopo on the radio. Good morning. How you doing? It is Monday, and we love having you with us, rolling into Christmas. I hope your Hanukkah's going well. Can I tell you about Relief Factor? Why? Because I love you, and I want you to get out of pain. And the father-son owners, Pete and Seth Talbot, they've never made a big deal about it, but I think it is a big deal. They sell that three-week quick start that I always tell you about for $19.95 to anyone struggling from pain, neck pain, shoulder, connected to the back pain, hip pain, knee pain, $19.95. It's about a dollar a day. What they don't tell you is that every time they sell a three-week quick start, they lose money. In fact, they don't even break even until about after 4 to 5 months, after you keep ordering it. Is that wild? So Pete and Seth are literally on a mission. I know that. I talked with Pete and Seth. I just chatted with them over the weekend. Great. They're friends, great friends at this point. And I'm proud to be on the commercials with them, and I'm proud to tell you about Relief Factor because it will, in my opinion, get you out of pain. Three-week quick starts, only $19.95. Let's see if we can get you out of pain. That's why Seth came up with this concept. It'll be at your house 2 to 3 days. Three-week quick start, $19.95 from ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com or call, please, 800-583-84.
Everybody knows this guy.
No, everybody knows he can do a radio show.
Joe Piscopo. Mornings, 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
So, with no maple syrup? Nothing.
No. No maple syrup. I mean, you haven't been here in months. So, all the maple syrup is gone.
Months. I wasn't here months. I just forgot that I have got three little. I think they're from Cracker Barrel. Did you ever go to Cracker Barrel?
Of course. Cracker Barrel is awesome. Cracker Barrel, by you.
They really are. It's out by 78. We go down there.
That's the nearest. That's the closest one.
But I thought, when I went to Cracker Barrel, we were down doing a road show. We were going doing a whole series of dates with the band down south. And we said, let's get something to eat. And Cracker Barrel was
the only place open. I lived off of Cracker Barrel for a week when I was on the road once.
I thought it was just Southern. They're in Jersey. They're great. Yeah. So I have three Cracker Barrel maple syrups that I have. Nice. That I got. Those little bottles. Where is it? It's at my hotel. Would you mind? Can you take?
I can't leave. You want me to leave to go
I
get your maple syrup?
Try! And then who gave me this?
Kara. That was what was. I know. It says no high fructose corn syrup though.
This is do you know what this is?
I know. It's sugar water.
It's sugar. It's terrible for you, huh? Joe Lundberg would never have that. Joe Lundberg, our meteorologist, you eat all natural, don't you, Joey? Do you eat pretty good? Huh?
That's a no.
Not always.
Yeah, well, listen, when you're doing 100 miles on a bike, for God's sake, I guess you don't have to, man. How many miles this weekend? Yeah, go ahead.
I like my burgers. I like all sorts of stuff.
Look, because you were.
By the way.
Yes, please.
I got my goal Saturday. I got my goal for the year.
Like
12,217 miles.
Oh, congratulations, Joe. So for the whole year, is that a year? That's a year's worth of bike?
That's for the year, yeah.
12,000 miles?
And then I celebrated with a glass of wine and some lasagna for dinner.
There you go. You're unbelievable. Gosh, but unbelievable. And how many miles did you finish it off on? How many would you do, like 50, something like that?
I did, it was 59 on Saturday. 63 on Friday, and at Thursday I did like 51.
So you're one of those guys that
advantage of the nice weather because our weather coming up is going to stink.
What happened, Joey? Tell us about it because we got snow coming in tri-state area. Yes.
Yeah, we do. We got a big one coming up on Wednesday. Now today it's rainy. There'll be a little snow mixed in. Some of the north and west suburbs may get a slushy covering to an inch or so, but mostly on grassy surfaces, way above freezing. Clears out tonight. Tomorrow we'll see sunshine. Temperatures probably in the upper 30s to low 40s. But then the big one comes on Wednesday. Starts mid to late afternoon. There may be some mixed precipitation along the coast, but I think interior areas all snow, and there could be a ton of it before it moves away early on Thursday.
All right.
Balance of Nature allergy report today, by the way, very, very low.
This is good. Joe, great forecast, and congratulations, Joe. Very, very proud of you, man. Unbelievable. 12,000 miles out. Can you believe that? Huh?
Yeah. He kills it on that bike, man.
I know. I do 5. I think I'm doing good.
Yeah.
Sucking wind at 5. This guy's doing 50 miles at a shot. Hey, Joe Borelli's going to join us, the minority whip of the New York City Council. We're going to see what's going on in the city with the shutdown. Indoor dining, no more today. Dr. Theodore Strange I'll tell you, he's the vice president of medical operations for Staten Island University Hospital. He will join us. Dr. Gorka on the show. Oh, Dr. Seb is fired up. And Bill O'Reilly with Piscopo in the morning. And we are coming right back at you. Happy Monday. Don't you go away.